Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM, WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. I just got invited to join Shannon Briggs' Instagram Live during the break, but I couldn't do it. That's a bummer.
Wow, that's messed up.
I couldn't do it! I was like, oh, I'm about to come to commercial.
Your job... or joining Shannon Briggs Live.
That's my guy. That's my guy right there.
Hold you. That's 50-50.
Let's go, champ.
I would have gone with this. I
might have gone with the time he came and saw us, he was all oiled up.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, yo.
Listening.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sweatiest hug I've ever had after he got a win at the Hard Rock. He got a knockout because he was going, like, when he was really making his run back to take on Vladimir Klitschko, he was chasing him down on the paddleboard. Oh, God, that was funny. Man, that's one of the funniest videos of all time. Not for Klitschko. Klitschko obviously was furious. But, God, that was funny. And it was a great time. It was a great time. Happy for Shannon. You know, sorry, unfortunate that he got popped, you know, for the testosterone.
Everything.
But, you know, listen.
Everything.
He was in his 40s, baby. What's a little amongst friends, you know? That's all. Anyway, so what are your thoughts, Leroy, on Canes USF coming into this week?
So one of the things
we'll see if Will Blackman joins us. His guy says that he is, but I haven't seen him. So
one of the things we have to do sometimes when we have games like this is put them in perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Right? One, Boise State probably shouldn't have been ranked to start off with, and that's a problem with early rankings.
Sure, definitely.
But they beat a ranked team. Florida basically took a dump on that game.
Oof.
Like, they did everything they could because they always felt like they were so much better than USF that we'll get them on the next drive.
Right,
the next
an arrogance to that game, for sure.
And then the game, the time ran out, and they lost. But kudos to USF for taking advantage of that.
Sure.
Sometimes you have teams who don't take advantage of that.
Right. Georgia Tech, back-to-back years.
So is it hard to truly establish how good they are based on those two games? And I'm not saying that they're not good and don't have talent.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying to that level.
No, I get you. It is a bit of a tough read because it is a little wonky. You're like, oh... what do these wins mean for them? But look, it only is what it is. People thought they were going to lose both the games.
Correct.
And they were like
underdogs in both of them.
They were like, well, how about this? And we do know they got a very talented, experienced quarterback who's got a lot of reps under him. And he can do a lot of things. So I don't know, man. Like, I'm definitely not overlooking them, but I think Cristobal knows that too coming into this. So that's going to be an interesting thing with this matchup coming into it. And while we're excited for it, and you guys can, of course, listen to it right here on WQAM. If you guys want to watch it, it's going to be on the CW this week with this man on the call. Will Blackman joining us here on the show. He joins us on the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com. Will, how are you, man?
I just had to get a fresh cut, man. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry I'm a little late. I had to get the cut. My barber that I use in the league is actually here in Miami, so I had to get a cut. So
I understand.
Well, I could have came over there and taped you up, dog. I could have got you.
No one told me. I didn't get the memo. Listen, it wasn't in my email or nothing. Otherwise, we'd have been good.
You got to look up.
I would have came to your studio and yeah. been like that.
Here's the deal. Never get a haircut from a bald guy. He don't have hair. How he gonna fade you up? So
because he wishes he had the haircut.
I take care of that hair.
What's up, fellas?
So, Will, what do you think of this matchup coming into to this week? I mean, you know, is UCF the real deal? Do they got a shot to upset the Canes here, or do you think the Canes know now that they've been sneaking up on everybody?
Yeah, I mean, I think for sure they gain the respect of everybody, definitely from Miami. The thing that stands out about South Florida is, you know, people look like, okay, you know, they're you know, whatever it is.
Hey, Will. One sec. Would you mind reconnecting without the AirPods? Something's going on weird with your audio. It's a little bit, it's a little strange. Like something, it keeps fading in and out. So we want to be able to hear you good.
Am I good now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. It was, I guess, my other one. Whatever. I'm sorry, fellas.
No, it's all good.
Yeah. No, I think with South Florida, they definitely gained the respect of their opponent, especially Miami. I would say the thing that stands out to them, if you really look at this roster, they got all adults. It's all grad students, you know. They went out there. Coach Golish went out there and got some experienced guys, and so that's what you note, especially like up front. You know, the offensive line, all grown ups. You know, defensive line, adults. You know, so that's what really stands out. So, you know, that's why they're able to fight. They're able to, you know, battle when the game, you know, becomes close. It's because they have that experience, and that's what's really helping them project and win these games.
You think, you know, it's weird because everybody talks about the transfer portal and NIL and stuff like that. But then when you go to all these different teams and you see them play, they all seem to put their team together differently based on where they are and whether it's Power Five or right. you know, the other leagues. And so you might have a lot of teams in this conference that have a lot of fifth-year seniors that come in there because they can't go and just get a transfer from Alabama or something like that. So are you seeing a lot of this, especially in conferences like the one USF is in?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like right now what they're doing is they're finding guys who really want that last chance to compete, to battle.
Right.
And I'm sure, too, you know, one of their selling pitches is their schedule. Like, hey, we got Boise. Hey, we got Miami. Like, come on this year. So they're able to find that. And I think just overall with the whole portal, there are so many teams trying to get off the ground quickly with their team. You know, I did the SMU Baylor game last week and Coach Lashley, you know, he really went after the portal hard when they move into the ACC. But now he's in the chance where they won. And so now because they are winning, it's helping them recruit the high school kids. So now they have more high school kids and transfers on their team versus last year. And so right now, that's the thing too. If you get portal kids, like you got to win. That's how you get the high school kids. So it goes hand in hand.
Well, what did you think of Miami's? It's tough, obviously, to garner from last week. They're taking on Bethune, so you got to take care of business there.
Yeah, yeah.
What did you think of their opening week performance against Notre Dame?
I thought it was awesome because Notre Dame is, you know, known as the probably one of the best coached schools by Marcus Freeman. They're going to be disciplined, tough. They got the athletes. They got the best corner. They got some of the best receivers. Always have a top D line and secondary. But I thought it was a huge statement win out the gate to go against a team like that who, you know, competed for a national championship. So to do that in that fashion, I thought it was awesome. A tough game, a really fought home game. And for me, it's kind of like, man, when I grew up and even growing up in the 90s, playing in 2000, like Miami, like that was it. You know, that was one of the teams that was, if not the team, that was handling the business. So for me in college football, when Miami's doing well, like college football is all good.
Yeah. Well, you were in those years where the vaunted move to the ACC, which feels like it has cursed Miami ever since they left the Big East, the Boston College and Virginia Tech and Miami all going. It's just like, oh, they haven't been able to get over the hump and finally win this conference.
It's been a long, yeah, it's been forever. You're right. I just saw that. That's crazy. But, yeah, I mean, right, I'm excited, man. Florida football so far is back, you know. Obviously, just talking about the conference alone, Florida State, you know, Miami, just
And plus, obviously, it's all Florida now making noise. I think right now, like, they're doing a good job of keeping everybody at home. You know, a lot of this talent was leaving the state, going to other places. I mean, you out there got people from Florida playing at USC. Like, what's going on? I live in Cali, so I'm seeing these Florida kids out there. But it's cool when all the kids are staying home and guys are battling. Guys, as in coaches, are recruiting the same kids. So that's fun for me to see that.
Well, I want to go to USF and Miami. Miami has shown that offensively and defensively up front, they are big, they are strong, they are dominant. And they beat Notre Dame at their own game because everybody said, oh, you got to be scared. The offensive line, defensive line is dominant for Notre Dame. Do you see, is there anybody or anyone that could compete on the USF front on either side with that size, that talent? Because I think that's where the game is going to probably be won.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I think collectively, Leroy, that it's gonna come down to that. Because I would say early on in the game, yeah, they're going to do some things, but then they're going to deal with that man, Reuben Bain over there, who, I mean, for a full 60 minutes, man, he does not let up. I mean, he's making plays. He's getting picks. He's getting sacks. He's getting TFLs. He's doing everything. So I think it's going to be a matter of, can they sustain it all game long? Can they collectively, just mentally, like, finish the fight? Because there's one thing, yeah, you can have experience and what have you, know what to do, be smart and all that stuff, but when it comes, push comes to shove, and that monster, you know, starts growing a tail and some horns, starts spitting fireballs at you, are you ready to handle that? Are you down to handle that situation? So, especially, like, what if USF gets down, they got to start throwing a ball, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
Now, are you going to be able to handle that situation there? So, time will tell. I mean, right now it's like, man, they've been doing a great job, but you're right, they're dealing with a different beast when it comes to Miami.
What's the scariest thing that Byron Brown can do against the Canes? Because he's been, I mean, he's got, it feels like, weapons on the feet and with the arm.
Yeah, I think it's all the above. I think, like, you're so ready for him to run the ball, but then, you know, he got two receivers averaging 20 yards a catch. You know what I'm saying? So it's like he'll let it go one or the other. So it's just a matter of, I think the thing for him is just continue to trust his protection, because there are a lot of times he would bail out early and he'll run to the side where Ruben is. You know what I'm saying? So Ruben's going to be ready for that. So, I think for him, just the overall dynamics. I mean, there's the comparisons of stat-wise with Jaden Daniels, what he did at LSU and what have you. So you have that. But his overall playmaking ability, like, that's what you like.
Have you liked Carson Beck's early going with the Canes? I know there was a lot of pressure on him coming into this year. What have you thought?
Yeah, I do like Carson Beck, man, just because I feel like he came from a lot of pressure. He played at Georgia. I mean, that's being a quarterback there alone is a lot of pressure. So I think now he's in a fresh situation, fresh start, and he feels good. And he looks real comfortable, you know. He's actually a bigger quarterback than I thought. I met him at the ACC kickoff, and that's a big dude. he's comfortable, man, and you love to see that for him.
This kid they got, Malachi Toney, I mean, he kind of burst onto the scene that first game, but 17 years old. I mean, he's, I think everybody's kind of raving, like, what is this kid's Kane's career going to look like already at this age?
Yeah, I mean, let the man enjoy this year one day at a time, one day at a time, man. He is electric, though. Like, he doesn't look like he's on the field. He looks like he's been there. He looks like a senior when he's playing, so.
Right.
Yeah, he's dynamic, man. He already has a pro body. He's very, very strong. He's insanely smart just based on the two games. Like, he knows where to go. He knows what to do in terms of whether it's beating the guy off the press or finding, you know, open spots in the zone. Like, he's a mentally mature receiver.
Talking to Will Blackman, you guys can catch him on the call this week on the CW from Miami, USF. Hey, Will, before we get you out of here, your time in the league, is it ever a good thing when you're having a players-only meeting in week two? Because the Dolphins had that this week, and I feel like that's a bad sign.
Look, man, I'm so concerned with the Dolphins, man. Overall, like, that. Here's the thing. It's one thing to – you could be very, very smart. You could be a smart coach. You could be an inspirational coach. But the hard thing about when you become a head coach, especially in the NFL, you're a CEO as well. So you're so busy with – not just with the team, but everything outside that has to do with the organization. And the hardest thing to do is to capture the team. That's the most important thing, is to capture the team. And yeah, when things are going well, they're going well. But what happens when it doesn't, you face adversity, like, are you built to handle that? And I think so far what you've seen, like, it hasn't been going that well. You know, when you have players like Raheem Mostert speaking out, like, that to me was the ultimate red flag when he started speaking out. And you can see the frustration with Tua every interview. Like, he's getting real defensive with all the, you know, every time he's getting interviewed. And I think it's, yeah, I mean, the writing's on the wall, man. They got to hold it down, but it's tough to see. I've seen it before.
Yeah, well, we got a lot more faith in the college team right now than the pros. Yeah, yeah. We'll look forward to watching this weekend, Will. Thanks for the time, man.
All right,
thanks,
man.
Thanks, bro.
There you go. Check Will out this weekend on the call from Miami USF.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.